Home care, this is Sarah. How may I help you?
Hi, Tara. My name's Lisa Bozak. I'm new to this agency. I'm the one who gets services.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Valeria is in charge. Yeah, in charge of
your case. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just finding out now that the woman who's been coming every day is not getting paid. And I'm furious about it. And now the woman who comes to me is threatening to give me her 2 weeks' notice. And I worked it hard to get this.
B-O-Z-A-C-K?
B-O-S-A-C-K.
B-O-S. Okay. I'm sorry. Yes. I'm like, wait a minute. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
All right. Let me pull you up. Let's see what's going on.
And I spoke with her, and she was supposed to have her supervisor call me, and they never called me. Yeah. And apparently Diane explained it to me because I made her explain it to me. And she said that she's been doing everything this Valeria told her to do. And Valeria keeps asking for the same information over and over again.
All right, give me a second. Saying, I'm going to see what's going on. Okay, it's because she's clocking in and out, and it's not at your address that she's clocking in and out from.
My name told me that she told Valeria at the beginning she had a clinch in her GPS or something. And then she said, Valeria said, that's fine. She needs your timesheet and something else.
GPS clock in. So let me, it was fine on 1, 2,
I know her car is out of commission and she's been using her husband's, but,
clocking in at your home, like she's been there at 7 every day?
Yeah. She's been there at 7 every day. And she does a great job, and I like her.
All right, hold on.
And I can't believe they're not paying her.
I apologize for that, because Valeria should have explained that we need a timesheet that you need to sign and the patient and the caregiver needs to sign. But the fact is that the GPS thing needs to get fixed because it has to be verified by GPS for the insurance purposes for billing, and they're going to check, you know. So I want to make sure I have the right address and everything. So you're at 537 Drescher Road, room 241 in Horsham, 19044. That's correct?
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to speak with the administrator, and it's kind of late in the day, so I'm going to assume that this is not going to be resolved until tomorrow. So let me just assure you that he will. I'm gonna see. He's gonna give you a call. He'll give you a call most likely tomorrow morning to discuss what we're gonna do. Or it's either gonna be the administrator or the supervisor. So somebody will reach out to you today. Tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, because I need to know this.
I understand. I understand.
He told me Valeria told her all this. I mean, Diane doesn't lie. I mean.
No, I'm not. Our calls are recorded and everything. So if there's ever anything in question, we'll be able to get back to that. Yeah. So I will definitely bring this to their attention, to the people who need to know about this stuff, so that way we can get her paid for the hours she's worked. You know, if she's there and she's working, of course we want to make sure she gets paid. Okay.
Right, and there's proof to it too.
Okay. Because
she has to walk by the desk every day.
That's true.
Know?
Yeah.
But,
all right.
Listen, tomorrow's another payday, apparently. Is she going to not get paid again?
Yeah, there's no
because
way to do anything for tomorrow. There's no way because payroll closes on Tuesdays. So I'm going to try, I'm going to have them reach out to you, and they'll let you know exactly how we're going to resolve this and when she's going to be getting paid, okay?
Yeah. Do you think I should find another gate, I mean, another place, or is it going to be another
I think it should be fine. I mean, the fact is that every agency is going to require it be linked to GPS, because Medicaid itself is cracking down on it. So if that's the issue, I mean, do you happen to have a landline phone in your room? Like a corded phone?
Yeah, there is a landline, but I never use it. I don't know how to call the front desk. I don't know how to call outside of the front desk.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. Well, it's just good to know, because that is a little bit of that might be an option also, that she can use your phone to clock in and enter a special code on the landline phone. But they'll discuss all of this with you, and I'll make sure somebody gets back to you by tomorrow, okay?
Okay, because if they're still there, I know you're open to 5. I'm just want to resolve this because...
I understand. I know. And I'm sorry. I had no idea any of this, so I will certainly make everybody aware of it.
And maybe give her someone else other than Valera, because Valera, I can't understand her. I don't know. She's very
Valeria's the transition coordinator. So she would have only been with you for 2 weeks, as long as the clocks and everything were going in okay. You know, she just does it to make sure that she knows how to clock in and out, everything's working out, and then it goes on to your permanent coordinator. So she's really just a temporary for now, and then I'll make sure to get you on another coordinator soon, okay?
All right, one more thing. She did say Valeria, Diane told me that Valeria told her to come down to the office, and she was going down there, and then Valeria told her she didn't have to because she did everything right. She did it right. Whatever she was meant to do.
Yeah, I mean, she clocked in fine. That's what I'm saying. So I don't know. The GPS worked on Thursday. It didn't work on Friday. Then it worked again on Saturday. And then it hasn't worked since that first Saturday, and then now everything else is still listed as orange, which means it's out of range for the GPS. So, this is just more than what I am able to really fix. So I'm going to definitely escalate it, and we will talk about it tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. What time of the day you think they'll call me tomorrow?
Hopefully in the morning. I'm gonna get everybody involved right now, and hopefully by tomorrow morning, everybody will be on the same page and be able to reach out to you, okay?
All right, that's great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
It.
I'm sorry, Lisa, that this is happening. I really, I'm hoping that we can get this resolved
as soon as possible. I waited so long to get help.
Yeah, I know. It's hard, especially in your area. Your area is a very hard staffing area, so when you have a good caregiver, you definitely do want to hold on to them. So I'll do the best I can to make sure she gets everything she's owed ASAP, okay?
Thank you kindly.
You're welcome. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.